Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, whether you're tuning in on the radio dial here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM. We welcome you all back to our program. This joining us through our online affiliates. We appreciate you all being with us, as well as through our iHeart family. We're glad to have all of you with us as well. Mikey Jake is back with us today to talk to us not only about what it's been like for him to do what he loves when it comes to music, but also what it's been like for him, especially acting as well. I noticed in 2017, he was stepping in front of the camera, being able to bring these characters to life. We'll talk to him about that experience, what it was like for him to work behind the camera, and also this year, what you all can expect from him as we are beginning 2018. If you're just not hearing about the journey of Mikey J, we'll tell you at the end of our segment how you can stay connected with him and support his single, Rock the Planet. But Mikey J, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hey, Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad to do it, man. I want to just talk about the year that was 2017, first of all, for you. I mean, a lot of great things are going on for you. You premiered the single Rock the Planet. You had the event surrounding that. Then, of course, you know, toward the end of the year, you were letting us into what you were doing when it comes to acting and this film that you were working with. I mean, what was it like for you to kind of bring all your passions to life last year, Mikey J?
Oh, man. It was kind of surreal because, you know, 2016, I had lost my mom. So I went on I went on a real sabbatical, a real sabbatical. So, you know, to come back on the scope, I came back with Rock the Planet and to get the love that I've been receiving for that single, from that single, is phenomenal. Dana Dane, you know, all the pioneers. So Soul Sonic Force themselves, Dana Dane, Nice and Smooth, Diamond D, Fat Joe. All the love that I've, you know, and the attention that I received from that song, it really put me in a positive space, you know, because, you know, you go on a sabbatical, you're not too sure what you want to come out with, and, you know, you just start feeling a certain way. But then when I came out with Rock the Planet, that made me really get out of a rut, and it's doing very well. It's doing very well, and I've been dropping different singles that's been followed behind that, and 2017 was phenomenal. I'm on about three magazine covers that I just shot for back then. Elite Status Magazine, Demo Shell Fashion Magazine, and one more. And we was filming A Matter of Time, the movie, that starred myself, Peter Guns, and quite a few other people.
Right. Right. Now, and I definitely want to talk to you more about the acting, because I thought that, now that was one of the things I think that was surprising for a lot of people to see you kind of being involved in that. I want to go back to the music for a moment, though, because I think for anyone who's going through anything, and as you mentioned, you know, you going through the loss that you did, you know, in 2016, you know, it's all about, you know, reflection, introspection, and then the step moving forward. Did you find that music was one of the things that kind of worked as part of your therapy as you were going through the things you were going through?
I would actually be honest. I couldn't even get into my music when I lost my mom. Mm-hmm. She died July 13th. I didn't get back into my music until October. And I really got to thank my fans, my supporters, you know, and a good portion of my family and friends for helping me get through that. And I got to be honest, because if I didn't have that support base, I'd probably still be in a depressed state over my mom's death. Mm. But, you know, music, one day I went into the studio in Las Vegas, and it was as if my mother was in the booth with me. And then henceforth, Rock the Planet. So I can only say that my mother was in there rocking the planet with me, you know?
Right, right. You know, and you know, since you brought up the fans, we'll talk about that in a moment, because I think, you know, when you're able to have those supporters who know what you're known for, know what you stand for, and you make that very clear. You use social media in a really interesting way, Mikey J. You not only keep us posted with, you know, what you're doing, what projects you're working on, but just to speak to your fans and to be real with them. Is that realness also part of why you think you have the loyalty with your fans that you do?
I think so, because, like, you know, you have to engage your audience. You have to engage your supporters. You have to, because, you know, I'll be on Instagram, and I'm not going to say no other, mainstream celebrity's name, but I see people talking to them, and there's no response back, not even a good morning or good evening back. Like, that is, like, really so unprofessional, you know? It's not cool. So with me,
yeah.
I want to keep my fans engaged in every aspect of my life, because my life is an open book, you know, and it's only right, because you, well, whether it's positive or that you, whether it's something positive you're going through, or something that you went through negatively, you never know who's going through the same thing, whether they're on your level or in your tax bracket, whatever, as per se or not. You never know who can actually relate to your truth. You know, you never know whose mentality you can bring down to a level of peace, whose emotional state you can ease. You know, you never know who life you can change or save. Once you put your truth out there, and that's what I do. I just engage my fans and just do my best to to talk to them as much as I can.
Right. I think that's it. And I think that is the big thing as well. And that love has definitely come back to you, as you said, when you needed it, when you were down, Mike BJ, but also in the support of your other projects. Now, I mean, was acting, producing, I mean, I know you're known for producing with music. Was acting, producing something that you always know you wanted to do when it came to what we see now with film?
To be honest, the first thing I've always wanted to do, I wanted to be a lawyer. I either wanted to be a lawyer or I wanted to be a cop. But I was like, nah. So, you know, watching Michael Jackson and all the greats growing up, I'm like, I can do that. That's what I want to do. I want to be an entertainer. You know, I want to make people happy, you know? And for me, so I was, before I was actually rapping, first I was rapping. From rapping, I incorporated production. And then I incorporated DJing, and then I incorporated film. I always wanted to be, you know, involved in film and fashion. So basically, I just incorporated everything that I love into one, and just into one entity, you know.
Right. Right. And now, of course, we're able to enjoy them all. We're going to talk more about that. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, it's on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome back to our program today, Mikey J. We talked to him last time about the music, but now he's been involved in a lot of more things, including acting. And we're going to talk to him more about how you all can stay connected with him. You mentioned social media, and that, again, is one of the ways that we're able to stay connected with you. Do you think that's been one of the big influences for you as well, Mikey J, and not only staying connected with your fans that you mentioned, but also being able to grow your fan base?
Yeah, to be honest, yes. At first, years ago, remember when social media was the talk of the town, I was like, I ain't getting involved in that. I'm good. And then I got more involved into Facebook and how to utilize Facebook, how to utilize Instagram. I have a Snapchat, but I don't utilize it like that. But you know, everything is in my Twitter. I utilize my Twitter. And, you know, social media is like the telephone game. Once you remember the telephone game is cool, where you pass down a message, and by the time the message get out there, it was either correct or wrong or mixed up.
Right.
And that's what social media is for me. It's like I put out the information myself. Whether it's through my own mouth or through my publicist, media team, but the words are going to get out, the verbiage is going to get out there correctly, because I'm the one that told them how to put it out there or whatever to put out. So, you know, social media, it's a gift and a curse. You know,
yeah.
If you utilize it the right way, it can be a gift, but it's a curse, because you do have them, those people out there who think it's cool to attack a celebrity through social media, or try to bring them down, or cyberbullying. You know, I've never seen to where regular people thought it was cool to cyberbully a celebrity. So I do my best to try to have my page monitored to get these cyberbullies away from my page. But I'm the type of guy that, you know, look, I'm an ex-street guy. So end of the day, I will engage a hater. I will engage a bully. And I'll let them know, this is not the page. I'm not the person for that nonsense. And nine times out of ten, it gets shut down. You know?
Yeah.
When I first started social media, Cyrus, oh, forget about it, man. They were out there in the woodwork like, oh, yo, Mikey J this, Mikey J that. So a lot of my music, like my previous music, such as songs like If the Shoe Fits, Defame Me, my new music, Why You Mad Though, Caught Up in Their Feelings, Full Clip, like those Fame Game, those songs are so true to my life. That's what I write about. So social media has been a real impact on my music because I wrote a lot of stuff regarding haters out there, you know. So I utilize it for what it's worth, you know.
Right. Well, and again, that goes to the appreciation that your fans have for you as well, Mikey J. And I think, you know, as they're kind of looking at what you're doing now, and also, of course, looking back at the career, because the longevity is another thing to be proud of here, because as you know, there have been a lot of artists that have come and gone since you've been on the scene. What do you think has been part of the key to your still being around, Mikey J., and doing what you love?
To be honest, I do a lot of praying. I have a strong faith and spiritual connection with God and Christ. You know, and I keep it real. I keep it 150%. You know, everything that I do, I put 150% of my time and energy and my own and my money, you know, into everything I do. You know, you just because you got one hit record doesn't mean you stop. You know, I'm not looking to make hit records. I want to make classics, you know, and go from there. Same thing with films. I want to make classic cult classics, you know. So when it comes to that, it's more so for me, I'm just doing the best that I can with what I have and just keep my relevancy and my notoriety at a high level by engaging my fans, getting the information out there. I only put out things that are written in stone. Like, for instance, I'm about to shoot a Nike commercial. I'm about to shoot another magazine in Chicago, another magazine in North Carolina, and another magazine in New York, Melodreen. You got Melodreen magazine. You got in New York, you got DSE magazine out of North Carolina. And there's one more magazine in Chicago. So I don't put out anything until it's written in stone.
Right.
And that's what I always do. And I'm always going to keep it going. You know, Jay-Z, Diddy, and all them. I'm different from them when it comes to putting out information because I don't just depend on my name. They do. I don't just depend on my name. You guys are the biggest name in Hollywood. Prime example is Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was notorious for that. He would keep his fans and his supporters engaged no matter how big his name was. He always stayed humble and engage his audience with everything that he was doing and everything that he had coming down the pike.
Right. And that engagement is definitely so important. And, you know, and it's something that you've known, of course, you know, throughout the years. You actually mentioned social media and its impact and, of course, how you've been able to use that platform as well. I want to talk more about the music that we can expect because here we are at the beginning of a new year and also to find out, you know, what else you're working on as well. I mean, do you find that at this point when you look at the music that you've released since Rock the Planet that, again, I mean, you kind of have a dual purpose here, Mikey J. You want to be able to entertain but also to make your audience think.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, nobody expected me to come out with a song with a song called such as Rock the Planet. You know, they probably thought I was going to come out with some street music or, you know, and these kids need something more to dance to than a twerk song, than a trap song. They need more than that, you know. So when I came out with Rock, that's going to not just engage the adults, but the kids and people that gave up or want to give up on hip hop music. And henceforth, Rock the Planet. You know, and I got the blessing of BMI. I got the blessing of everybody that was involved in that. That's a classic record. That's like somebody trying to remake Scarface or The Godfather. There's some songs you don't touch unless you know what you're doing. And everyone loves Rock the Planet, and I'm glad, man. I'm glad.
Well, there's so much, and we're going to be letting our audience know how they can stay connected with you. I should say that single, Rock the Planet, is also available through our friends at Amazon.com, as well as through your favorite online retailer. You all can get it there as well. So make sure you all do take advantage of that. So as you kind of look at this new year, Mikey J, do you find yourself, I mean, for some people, it's just another year. I mean, they don't really worry so much about goals, you know, that they want to be able to achieve. How do you look at this new year and what you want to achieve, not only with your music, but also with the other work that you're doing?
I look at this year the same way I always looked at every other year. An opportunity for me to acquire new fans and a new audience, you know, and a whole new demographic that's not in tune to my music. Because you'd be surprised who's not in tune to, let's say, a Fat Joe music or Jay-Z, you know. You'd be surprised
right.
who's not in tune. And I want people to be in tune, because the more people I have in tune that download and purchase my music, but my finances regardless. But I like to utilize the finances off my music to feed the homeless, or feed the hungry rather, do my toy drives, just do my philanthropy. And that's what really makes me happy every year, when I'm able to put food on someone's table, put food on someone's belly, put a smile on a child's face around Christmas time, or even when I do my mentorships throughout the course of the year. So that's what really makes me happy when it comes to doing my music, the films, everything that I'm doing. In retrospect to that, it trickles down to all my philanthropy. So that's what really That's the focus that I'm on, to see the best films that I can be, whether I'm starring in them, co-starring, or behind the camera myself, just to keep that flow going so I can keep my philanthropy going.
Gotcha. And, you know, that's something I think everyone can understand. Last question I have for you, Mikey J, then we're going to let our audience know how to stay connected with you. When people hear your name, I mean, what do you want them to think about when it comes to not only music, but also the brand that you're building?
Wow. Oh, man, that's a good one. You know what? It's Brother's Keeper. I'm my brother's keeper. When they hear my name, you know, wow, Mikey J's not just a rapper. He's not just a producer. You know, he's not just an actor or director. He cares about people. He cares about human life. You know, he cares about humanity itself. So that's what I want people to know about me.
Gotcha.
I'm more than music. I'm more than music. Right. I'm more than entertainment. You know, I'm strictly about making sure people are happy.
Yeah.
Being my brother.
Well, I think that's a great thing to be known for. I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, Mikey J, but I thought it was appropriate considering that, you know, all that you've been able to do and the people you've been able to impact. You know, we always hear about the power of one's name, and I think, you know, that's definitely some of the messages that people will definitely take away from this conversation, as well as what you've been able to do. Again, everyone,
yeah.
Mikey J has been our guest once again. Make sure you all are staying connected with him. And Mikey, where is the best place for our audience to find you?
Well, you can definitely get me at Twitter at Team Mikey J, or I Am Mikey J. Instagram, I Am Mikey J. Facebook, Team Mikey J or Mikey J. And, you know, just Google me. IMDb, Internet Movie Database. That's Mikey J. And you'll see credits for A Matter of Time, the new movie I'm working on now that we started rolling the camera on. And a lot of other films that's in the works right now with director Kevin Breslin and quite a few other celebrities that we have going on with that. And I'm being honored to share about about NAACP, and I just picked up another school, by the way, benefactor sponsor for in the Bronx. So that's two schools now that I'm a benefactor and sponsor for. So you can definitely follow me, and you know, hey, listen, you can also email me at aigne.enterprises@gmail.com. If there's anything that's charitable, I'm there. Other than that, you can contact Jay Banks Booking.
All right. So make sure you are definitely staying connected with Mikey J. Mikey J, again, congratulations to you, man, and all the great things that you have going on. And definitely looking forward to our next conversation together, man.
Hey, thanks so much, man. And to the audience out there, I just want to leave you with some encouraging words. No matter what you're going through in life, keep your head up, keep a smile on your face, give it to God, and run with the ball. Don't take no for an answer, because at the end of the day, behind every empowering story, always another story behind it. Remember that. Right. Remember that.
Well, definitely make sure you all stay inspired. Mikey J, again, congratulations to you, man. We'll definitely be staying connected with you. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Mikey J, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there, too. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.